Come on.
Welcome to Left Flip. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Drew Smith. Drew, are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right, let's go. Drew is an award-winning professional songwriter, country artist. He's based in Nashville, Tennessee. He's also the owner of Gray Sound Recording and the creator of the Before You Record course for new artists. Drew, tell us a little about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Man, I live in Nashville, Tennessee. First of all, thank you for having me on, man.
For sure.
I want to make sure I say that because I'm grateful to be here with you this morning. I live in Nashville, Tennessee. Been a full-time musician since 2008. So whatever the math is on that, I never was good at geology. So I'll let you do the numbers there. And I love it, man. I'm very blessed. I've got a wonderful partner. She has a 9-year-old daughter. They're currently my world, and that and music, man. And that's pretty much what I'm living for now.
Love it. Drew, what is your favorite song?
Oh man, why would you ask me that?
Is that an inappropriate question to ask? Is that just a really hard question to ask? I feel like everybody should know their favorite song.
I feel like they should too, man, because I love asking people that question. But the thing with me is that if you ask me, it's 8:30 in Nashville right now, so I can give you an answer now. But if you call me back at noon, I'll have a different answer.
Oh, all right.
It changes all the time, man. It really does. I think right now, my favorite song, there's a new Randy Houser song that just came out a couple of weeks ago called, what is the name of it? It'll come to me in a second.
Yeah.
The new Randy Houser single. Another favorite of mine is the new Cody Johnson song, Till You Can't. And it just went number one yesterday. I had some buddies that wrote that, real excited for them, but it's not my favorite because my buddies wrote it. It's a well-written song. It's a great song. So those are my two favorites right now.
I love it. What is it about music that we love so much as human beings? That's an answerable question.
I think it's connection. I think it's the ability to transfer a feeling, an emotion, and energy, all of those things through a song. I think that people, when you can do that and you can connect that way, make it relatable, man, there's something about that. There's something nostalgic about it as well. You and I could probably sit here half the day, George, and go over, you know, list of songs, just naming random songs that, you know, we heard 10, 20, 15 years ago, whatever, and go, oh man, God, that reminds me of that summer and, you know, wherever, and this memory and that memory. And I mean, it emotes smells and feelings and everything else. It's just a magical thing, man. Music is a powerful thing. I think that's, it's a drug.
Yeah.
I think that's what we all love about it.
Mm-hmm. Is it hard to write songs?
It wasn't yesterday, but I have to go do it again in a couple hours. So, it might be today. I've written over 1,000 songs in my career, and some days they just fall out of the sky. And other days you have to go find them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's different every day, man. I think the hard part, I don't think writing songs is hard. I think what's hard is being honest, and which should be an easy thing to do, but you know, that's a, some days it's hard to be vulnerable in a song. Some days it's hard to be vulnerable, period. But I think it's hard to be honest. And I think it's also hard to be original and say something that hasn't already been said, or to find a way to say it in a way that has never been done. Those are the hard parts about writing songs.
Do you go in with an idea, or do you go in with a framework and say, I'm going to write this kind of song today? And then, or what is your process?
So typically, so I've been in songwriting deals for the last 12 years. And so basically, so I have a publishing company that, you know, they will book everything. When you write for a publisher books everything for you, most of all your co-writes. So you show up in a room with, you know, one or two other people, and you sit down with a goal of writing the best song that you can that day. And typically the way that it works is you walk in, and we all kind of have our used to, we had to keep them in notebooks. Now everything, we keep all our ideas on our phones. And so you get in the room and everybody does the whole, hey, how you doing? And how's your mom and them, and all the catching up. And then you eventually, you know, break out the guitars, and then you see everybody break out their phones. After that, you start going through titles and ideas. And we usually just throw around ideas for a little while until we land on something that everybody feels like is in the room that day. And it's always, I tell people this all the time, you might throw out 100 ideas collectively, in the room. It's almost never that much, you know, but you could throw out 100 ideas in the room that day, but you always know the song that you're supposed to write that day, because it's always unanimous. You know, it's somebody will throw out a title and everybody in the room goes, yes, let's jump on that. Let's do that. Everybody's excited about it. So that's typically how we start, man. It just starts with an idea and we just go from there.
Fascinating that you just know, right? It's like throwing out different ideas. Yeah. It's fine. But then when it hits, like, yes, that is it.
Yeah. Here we have the Nashville no, which is when somebody throws out an idea or a line and you just go, oh yeah, that's cool, man. Yeah.
I love it. The Nashville no. Nice.
Yeah.
So you are a professional songwriter, and there are, I'm fascinated by that. There's these brilliant musicians, rock and roll stars, that they just don't seem to produce new music. And, you know, it depends, I'm sure, but it's like, how is, I'll just pull an example. How is James Taylor? He wrote some of the most wonderful songs in the world, I'm guessing, or sings them anyway. It's like, how is he not consistently producing new, amazing music?
It's wild, man. I think for some of us, we run out of words. James's brother, Liv, he's still hard at it, man. Last time I saw him, he was, it was a crazy story. I don't know if you have time for it. We're about to make time for it because it's a good story.
Let's go.
I was on the road, man, and I was playing down in Augusta, Georgia. And I played, I think it's called the Bell Theater, maybe something like that. Anyway, it's a big space. And the Harlem Globetrotters were at the arena next door. And I was kind of jealous that I was having to play a show and not get, because I've always wanted to see the Harlem Globetrotters. I'm not even a basketball fan, but I think those guys would be cool to watch. But the next day I get up and I'm checking out of the hotel, and they had a little Starbucks in the lobby of the hotel. And so I ordered a coffee, and I go and I sit down in this chair, and I'm waiting for it. And I had my luggage, and I had my guitar there. And this guy comes and he sits down next to me, and he's got a guitar case and one little suitcase. And he starts talking to me, and I thought, man, this guy, he looks so familiar. His mannerisms are familiar. His voice is familiar. Like, I feel like I've met this guy before, and he's just a sweetheart of a guy, and just talked to me. He was just like a, you know, regular old dude. And he said, I saw your guitar there. Did you play last night? I said, yeah, man, I played, you know, here at this auditorium, you know, whatever the name of it was. And I said, what about you? And he said, yeah, I played the coffee shop down the street.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
See, it was great, man. There was probably like 30 people there. And I said, cool, man. That's, you know, that's awesome. And both of our coffee orders came up, and he said, hey, man, he said, I'd love to give you one of my CDs. He said, would you swap me one of my CDs for one of yours? I said, yeah, absolutely. And so we get outside, and he hands me a CD, and I'm digging one of mine out. And it was Liv Taylor. It was James's brother, and Liv wrote a few of those huge James Taylor hits. And he's a professor I believe at Berkeley. And it was spring break that year. And so during his spring break, instead of doing what most professors and teachers do, which I would assume would be to just relax for a week,
yeah,
this dude hits the road and drives as far as he can and plays coffee shops to 30 people and sells his CDs, and then goes back home and goes right back to work. He's still writing songs. He's still recording songs, and he's still teaching the art and the craft of songwriting. And I think that is amazing that he's still at it. So to answer your question, George, I don't know, because it's, you know, he's doing that, and James is just kind of, I don't know what he's doing, whittling or something, or maybe he's took up painting, or I don't know, yeah. You know, but two guys that, who have had amazing careers. And one of them still wants to get out there and dig, and the other just kind of wants to hang out. So I'm not sure, man. I guess we all have something that you know, drives us a little bit differently.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I love music so much. I love all different kinds of music. And I've always looked at James Taylor. I'm like, my goodness, I wish he would write more music. And then I look at a guy like Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters, and they're just producing music constantly. It's awesome. You know, it's obviously different. And my favorite is Springsteen, and he's out there, however old the boss is, and he's killing it. It seems like on a nightly basis. So it's just fascinating for people who are listening, and they say, you know what, I've always wanted to, or I've been trying to write songs. Your advice to them?
You just go to college. It's easier to deal with. It's cheaper too. Man, you know what I say, if you want to write songs. And people have there's this great misconception that you have to be a musician to be a songwriter, or that you have to be a musician to be a great songwriter. And that's just simply not true. There are songwriters in this town that just can't play a lick on guitar or any other instrument, or that they've been playing for 30 years or trying to play for 30 years and they just don't get it. They just can't pick it up, but they are incredible lyricists. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. We have all the tools that we need now on our phones. So if you want to write songs, you know, download your little voice recorder app on your phone and hum your melodies into that voice recorder and hum your lyrics, and, you know, anytime that you have a thought or an idea, write it down immediately, because I just can't seem to learn, George. I've been doing this. I've been writing songs for the better part of my life, and I'll have a thought come to me in the middle of the night, and I'll go, oh yeah, that's easy. I'll remember that in the morning, and it always goes away, man. So if you ever have a thought or an idea, always write it down. But if you want to write songs, just write songs, because there's absolutely nothing to hold you back. And there's some great resources out there now, man. You can get online and you can find tracks that have already been written and recorded that you can write lyrics to. And if that helps you, if that helps motivate you to write songs, I think, and you're not a musician, I think that that's a wonderful tool to have, because it's at least it's forward motion for the process of writing and getting words out. You've got something behind you that's enforcing your ideas and makes you want to spit more words out to complete, you know, sentences and phrases. So if you want to write songs, write songs.
How important is it? And I assume it's better if I can read music, but not essential.
Nope. Doesn't matter. I took music theory in high school. I read music. I was a relatively proficient sight reader. So you could just throw sheet music in front of me and I could just, you know, play it, not perfectly, but really close. And since I've been a professional musician, I've not read a single note of music. Haven't written it. Nothing. So, and I think that's another misconception people have. So if you don't understand sheet music, how to read music, how to write music, doesn't matter. And doesn't that shouldn't hold you back anymore.
No excuses.
No excuses now, man.
Let's go. Love it.
Let's go. It's a great time to be alive, man. I mean, it really is. It doesn't matter if you want to write songs or if you want to be a plumber, it doesn't matter what you want to do. There's so many resources now, and we're living in a really amazing time.
That's well said. Well, Drew, the people are ready for your difference making tip, even though that was a really good one. What do you have for them?
I think just that, man. I think whatever you want to do, it's out there, and it's out there to be had, and it's out there to be yours. And if you can dream it, and if you can believe it, then you can live it. And I say just go live it.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets come on. Drew, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage? Where can they check out the Before You Record course?
The Before You Record course. You can find that at beforeyourecord.com. You can find all my personal stuff, my songs, and what I'm doing as an artist and producer at drewsmithlive.com. I've tried to make it really easy for everybody. All of my social handles are at Drew Smith Live. So Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all of those things. It's all at Drew Smith Live.
Nice. Do you feel extra pressure when you're on TikTok, Drew, versus other mediums?
I don't, George, because I hide from TikTok because I don't understand it.
Oh, that's awesome. If you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Drew your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Check out the Before You Record course at beforeyourecord.com. Find all things Drew Smith at drewsmithlive.com. And then all over social media, his handle is at Drew Smith Live. I'll link all those in the notes. Thanks again, Drew.
Thank you, George. I appreciate you, man.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.